North and South Korea are set to resume talks organized by the Red Cross societies in both countries tomorrow on reuniting families divided by the 1950 to 1953 Korean War. The North suspended the program over South Korean President Lee Myung-bak's decision to end unconditional handouts shortly after his election a year and a half ago. The senior fellow at the International Institute for Strategic Studies, Mark Fitzpatrick, said the talks are a minor step given the North's general behavior over the past year.
The history of the Korean Peninsula has been one of ups and downs, and for the past year, it's mostly been downs, particularly this spring when North Korea cut off all communications with South Korea and with the international community, abrogated all past agreements, tested nuclear weapon and long-range ballistic missile, and cut off all trade and tourism with the South. The funeral of Kim Dae-jung and North Korea's sending of a delegation to the South on the occasion of the funeral gave North Korea a face-saving way of walking back some of these harsh decisions it had made. But conditions haven't changed at all. Nor has North Korea's continuing development of nuclear weapons. North Korea is still holding hostage several South Korean fishermen. It has not resumed the full extent of trade and cross-border communications that it previously had allowed. Still, the meeting of divided families is something that's very important on a humanitarian level. And maybe it could provide the basis for North Korea to take further steps.